Hi, I'm Bill Slavasek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Ah, welcome, welcome. Come on in, please, please. Have a seat, warm yourself by the fire, and listen to the friendly minstrel's song. What? You've come seeking the tome? Well, you are in luck. I am the keeper of the tome. And what would you do with this mighty podcast? Oh, good, good. You have the right idea. You see, the tome is a source for expanding your understanding of Dungeons and Dragons and what various books have to offer. The tome's knowledge is endless when it comes to Dungeons & Dragons. So sit, listen, and become a sage of great renown. The tome is a Dungeons & Dragons review podcast focused on official content. You can find the tome at http://thetome.podbean.com or search for The Tome on iTunes.
Literally.
When we last left off,
you guys had just managed to succeed in crawling your way out of the depths of the school as you accidentally broke down a section of the wall and found a enclave of clone goblins and kobolds.
Sweet.
Sorry about that.
Stupid kobolds.
That's okay, they died. Well, most of them did.
It's terribly dreadful.
Actually, most of them are still alive and they have a happy, productive society in the depths of the school.
No one will ever find them anymore.
And they all work for us.
However, it is a great study area. If, of course, you excuse the smell.
Still heavy?
By the time we graduate, we'll have this league of kobold mages.
Phew, Zippy, go fight him first. Next.
I wonder if we're going to play Overlord as a game.
Overlord 2's coming out.
I want to play it. Loved Overlord 1. Well, it's that time of year that we all recall as students. That aching, horrible feeling where you don't get any sleep, are malnourished,
finals,
and you feel like you want to shoot yourself. Congratulations, guys. It's your freshman finals.
Sweet!
Mid-finals, or...?
I thought that was prom.
It depends on how well you do on your finals. If you do well enough on your finals, yes, these are your final finals for freshmen. If you do too poorly, then it's just your midterms.
Poorly.
So is this me now?
You are aristocracy.
Yes. That's true.
This is me. You can tell because he's the only one that has a shield.
Am I the short one?
That's the nature you picked last time.
That depends if I'm short.
No, because of the anger thing.
And then Michael,
if memory serves.
Okay, can you get me a paper towel so I can put that into this?
You're, of course, Sippy Mad Frog.
If memory serves, Fick is taller than I am, right?
Just by hair.
Not by the model, but...
Eh. Not by the hair on his chinny-chin-chin.
Wee-wee-wee-wee.
Well,
is that going to pick Andre up behind the computer?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
That's Jersey thing.
What?
You're moving out of your apartment?
Oh, yes.
That's your key.
Thank you.
The first thing that's first is, of course, the wonderful sit down, pee your pants type of exam, where it's not necessarily a test of what you know, more like a test of endurance.
How long can you stand up before
it's an open book final?
Yes. You have a minimum of 3 hours.
Minimum.
Wow.
Minimum?
You may not finish before 3 hours.
So we can sit there and stare at the wall for 2 hours?
That's right.
All right.
First and foremost, I need you guys to give me Knowledge Arcanus.
Ooh, I've got a +4 for that.
Hey, why the hell not?
Duh! It is an 11, but duh!
I got a 19.
Maybe it would help if I filled the test out on the right side.
What you realize is, as you're sitting there looking at the scantron, you realize that you're one number down, so one is two, two is three.
Shazbot!
I've been in that position before.
Did you have Vic fill in the bubbles this time?
No, the test was designed by the Florida.
I don't have Knowledge Arcana.
Voting
Do I still get my intelligence bonus?
Yes, normally you will have. Basically, what that means is you'll have to spend Knowledge Arcana here soon, but you are still allowed to roll a simple intelligence check.
Seven!
As a wizard, isn't that an included class?
It's a class a skill.
But if you don't put any ranks in it.
Ah, right.
Okay, so we have Nathan.
I get a 19. What'd you get?
19.
Cool. I think I may be.
I'm not alone in going.
All those notes that I happened to find in people's bags really helped on this test.
Where are my
I
notes?
I may be held back.
Where are my notes? Damn it.
Well, Nathan, you need to give me a spot check or a notice check.
Notice?
Yeah.
The man who doesn't have the skill.
Am I cheating?
Spot?
Notice, I condensed the skills.
Yeah. No, I got zero ranks in it.
Good luck then.
I got a 2! Actually, I got a 13.
13. You will notice, as you are handing in the test, the guy next to you, a relatively large Alidorfian man, so imagine like Germanic blonde hair, blue-eyed Aryan shit monkey. When you look over at his exam, my good lord, it looks identical to yours.
Hmm. Wow. Well, he was cheating off me, huh?
Or maybe you both got perfect scores.
Ah, yeah, right on that one.
Is Vic running around anywhere?
He is not allowed in the test chambers. He's a personal servant.
Darn it.
Well, I'm not going to say anything yet. I'm going to watch to see how long he waits before getting up to go turn in the test, especially if he's already done.
As soon as he's copying the last answer from you,
mm-hmm.
He gets up and goes and turns it in.
So I hand him my copy, and like 30 seconds later, he hands in his.
Yes. Although he kind of bashfully looks, well, as bashfully as a...
He does the whole. He doesn't look at me.
Yeah,
straight.
He does the.
I stare right at his ass.
Well, people begin questioning your sexuality.
No, not at me. I stare right at him. I stare right at
his
ass.
Well, you see, their asses are all at my eye level, anyways.
Well, you know, when I said the minimum test time was 3 hours, that was how long the test actually took. And well, let's just say that the professors are. It's almost as though they're actually trying to distract you. For you in the conjuration room, he begins summoning things at the entrance of the class, and he sits there and speaks with a succubus. So you need to give me a concentration check.
For your natural one?
No, in his class. That's conjuration.
Six.
Maybe that's why you did so poorly under exam.
We're having an exam?
You know, it'd really help if she just stopped spanking herself.
Have you not seen World of Warcraft
succubi?
I like this succubus. That's what they do. They whip themselves. They make that sound, too. You're like, what the hell was that?
So, Ethan, you actually finished...
Was that a cool noise?
You actually finished the test 12 hours after you started.
Oh, I drew a picture of her again.
He's like, what the self-learn summon succubus?
So you will actually arrive back at your room at 8 o'clock at night. You started at 8 a.m.
Then we hear random spanking noises and coos coming from your room. We'll know you bastard the spell.
Michael, as you're sitting there, the professor begins casting illusions, and so you also need to give me a concentration.
You got a 19.
Yes, that's fine. It's not as though he's doing well on his test, but let's see how long it takes him.
21.
Okay, he's sitting there beginning to cast some illusions. It looks like it's distracting
more. Ooh, that's cool.
It looks like it's distracting more of the other humans, but you as a halfling are innately a multitasker.
How do you do that one? Okay.
And then you continue taking your exam. Well, Becca, as you're sitting there taking your test, none of the stuff really making sense and wishing you had studied more, the professor begins casting abjuration spells on your exam. As you're sitting there kind of taking, the ink kind of runs off, so you need to give me a concentration to see how long it takes you. Oh, by the way, you will return back to your room in 4 hours.
Ethan.
Cool.
18.
Okay. It's not really distracting. It's more just
nice.
Irritating.
This is cool, too.
And after you give a good old-fashioned growl at the professor, they stop.
Cool.
I didn't understand the words anyway.
And Nathan, $15. That's where Blu-rays need to be.
Something that kind of disturbs you is the fact that you think your professor is actually trying to kill you as he's firing evocation spells next to you while you're taking your test. Go ahead and give me a concentration.
I stand up and back them back with the desk.
I'm just like,
or so you hope.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of ducking under the damn table, and that would be a 17.
Okay, you.
How
much
did it take me?
You for the. You succeeded, so it only takes you 4 hours to realize that you need to study more. And Nathan, it took you 5 hours because your test caught fire midway.
I am done, damn it.
Now, does the guy that copied you, does his test have scorch marks on it too?
Yeah, he cast a spell to actually copy everything and then changed my name. That's my handwriting!
Even has a little heart.
Yes, see? I always draw hearts over the tops of all my eyes.
Well, you know.
Shut up, it's not funny.
You guys make it back around noon.
I will kill you!
You.
Silence!
You two make it back around noon. You feeling pretty good about your test. You're like, oh my dear lord, I'm gonna fail. Oh my dear lord, I'm gonna fail.
Don't ask.
But I did.
No.
You didn't have a test?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Maybe I was the only one who had a test then.
I get back.
Yeah, he'll arrive about an hour later after you got.
I am like cursing and yelling and throwing stuff.
Oh, God, that
fucking bastard cheated off my test.
Why is your robe singed?
Yeah, evocation. The teacher likes to throw fireballs at you while you're taking their final.
Ah.
I'm like still smoldering in places.
I'm
like,
glad I'm not studying that.
No, the Aldorf. Sorry, what was his name pronounced?
Aldorf.
The Aldorf in the class next to me copied my test to the T.
Even the little hearts over the eyes?
I thought I said you're not supposed to tell anybody that.
That's so cute.
I borrowed the notes. I put them back, though. That one spell with the flame.
You ever heard of what's called a pillow party? It's where people
sounds
shove
fun.
Your head in a bag and then pummel the ever-loving crap out of you. Doesn't sound so fun now, does it?
Note to self, learn an invisible.
That's not like the pillow parties we had.
You're a girl.
As you see the image running through Ethan's character's mind.
What? He's still in the middle of taking some
notes. Bouncing grass.
This is happening in the class. Like here's pen, paper.
Well, you guys...
Test?
Oh. You guys will get decent relaxed. You'll eventually calm down, figuring out how you're going to pummel his face into the ground.
I'm not going to pummel his face into the ground. I'm actually going to use magic, and I'm going to get him good. I'm going to use cantrips to make his test catch on fire.
And finally, around 8 o'clock at night, Ethan slumps through the door. As you see...
Man, I thought our test was bad.
As his little servant says,
Sir, it's not time to pitch a tent yet.
Oh, I'm going to go take a bath.
What the hell happened in your class?
Shut the door.
Do we hear monkey sounds? Wow, his class must have been good.
Oh, there's a bug on my plate.
Not anymore.
Thank you.
Now, you mentioned that someone was cheating off of your test.
Yeah, the Aldorf. I don't know his name.
Describe him?
blonde hair, blue-eyed, about 6'4".
Well, that's kind of generally speaking that they all look like that. Were there specific details you notice?
Give me a notice.
4.
That son of a bitch copied your test! That's what you know!
I need a memory. I need one of those memory... what do they call it? Remind-alls or whatever. Remember the things all. They pull. Remember-all. Yeah. Pull my memory back out.
Grumble, 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 grumble.
18. He's... Son of a bitch. Copied my test. 18.
Well, you kind of recognize his handwriting. So if you see his handwriting again, maybe you'll be able to...
If I see his handwriting, I'll know who it is.
I'd disappear to my room and come back with a stack of papers this deep.
Better start searching.
I lay them out across the room.
That would be a search check.
Well, that I have a +2 to.
You do it if you want to help.
Unnatural 20.
Yeah, I don't think I'm assisting very well.
Did you get above a 10?
Now, the search is by itself still, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a 12.
12? Okay. You're sitting there looking through the papers and get distracted about midway through.
Ooh, shiny. Get out of my purse.
You have a purse?
Nathan,
I have a coin purse.
You actually find the asshat who copied off you. His name is Victor von Hilkdorf, son of the High Baron of Alledorf.
Victor von...
What? Is that
what?
Baron?
That's actually how he signs his name on his map.
Victor von Hilkdorf, son of Baron of Alledorf.
Every time...
High Baron.
Every time
High Baron.
Instead of saying
wow,
I...
Wow, what a pretentious prick.
Instead of saying I or me, he says that. Every time.
He's got a little stamp made up just for that. Blah, 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 stamp. Blah, 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 blah.
Stamp.
Now, you have knowledge... No, you don't have knowledge of nobility.
No. I don't give a rat's ass about nobility.
You don't give a shit. He's
I hate the fact that I am nobility.
Is that the guy?
That's the guy.
Okay. I will keep this in mind for future reference. I'm going to attempt to locate this individual.
Okay, well...
I know exactly where he is.
As you guys are sitting there, kind of... You finally found it, you're like, ha! Your mandatory lights out.
I'm not done with my bath.
You're sitting there in your bath in the dark.
Fire! Do we have light now?
Mm-hmm. Although it's kind of dim.
That's okay. So, that's the one. Put these away. Gather up my foot stack of paper.
That's mine!
Sorry, I forgot to get that one back.
I told you, if you want to look at my notes, just ask.
I find them laying around in places.
Yeah, in my bag. My knapsack.
It's still lying around.
Yeah, my knapsack's just lying there. Ooh, on my bag. When I'm walking.
Maybe. Could be. It looks interesting.
You say that about everybody's knapsack.
Sexual. That was also sexual. Well, you guys eventually plod your way over to bed. You already haven't been there. Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Oh, wait. The answer to number 7 was it.
He says in the middle of the night. Oh, my God! The answer to question 35 was... What's that? We're all like...
What the hell? Well, day 2...
10 minutes later. Question 7 was this! We're like, shut the hell up!
I was like, Gehenna! The answer was Gehenna! As Nathan goes, you're right.
Damn it! Well, at least I know I missed one. So this is a perfect score.
And this one.
And that one.
Well, day 2 of finals begins. Well, these ones are a slight bit different. These ones are a bit more attuned to your skills. Nathan, you're sitting there in a room.
I got a 21.
You don't roll anything yet.
I got a 21.
And standing in front of you is a statue. Looks like yourself.
You're ugly.
Yeah, I know.
Man, you're ugly.
Man, I am
that's
ugly.
That's how you look when you first crawl out of bed in the morning.
And you can hear...
Ugly is the capital of...
Come along, Paddington. My goal for a tourist. Actually, he moves pretty fast.
He sprints up your leg. You hear Professor Helsel, the drow, say, "As an evocationist, you must learn the art of destruction, and you must do it relatively quickly. You are to destroy the statue. You have 1 minute. Get going."
Well, that's like 10 rounds. You'll be fine.
What level am I? Level 2?
Great.
Level 1 fighter. Great.
You're going to be level 3 total.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I don't know what spells I have.
It's a good time to pick them out.
I can't have any of the cool ones because they're level 2.
Okay, that feeling.
Well, where's my spell compendium?
Worst comes to worst, you can start swinging. You got a minute? That's what? 10 rounds?
You have at least those.
That's right.
Because we traded them under.
I'm going to cast Magic Weapon and have it attack the statue.
Magic Weapon increases your weapon's magical ability.
Oh.
You're thinking something like Spiritual Weapon.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to cast Magic Missile then.
Okay, roll the damage.
This is round 1.
4.
Alright, round 1, 4 points of damage.
Okay, and then I'm going to cast Acid Splash, which is level 0, which does what,
D3? Mm-hmm. 2 does 3. Oh, sorry.
2.
Okay, you're up to 6 points of damage, the statue looks barely phased.
I'm going to cast Shocking Grasp.
Cool. Walk up, handle its attack, and shock it. Roll your damage.
How much does the damage just hit?
D6 per cast level, if I remember correctly.
For caster level?
Yeah, so you're level 1.
1 caster. 3!
Okay, you've cast 2 first level spells.
I'm out of first level spells, I think. Yeah, I'm out of first level spells. Okay, I'll cast Acid Splash again. 2 points.
Okay.
And my last first level or 0 level spell, Acid Splash, for 3 points of damage.
You look like you've got about a fourth of the way.
Start smacking the hell out of it with my sword. I'm out of spells!
Well.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm out of spells. Well, technically, it says I have 1 bonus spell of second level, but I can't cast second level yet.
Well, as a long sword, or you have a long sword, correct?
Yeah.
You can hold it in 2 hands, so you can get strength and a half. Just start rolling damage.
Shit. 7 points of damage.
7? Okay.
That would be 12 points of damage.
Hold on.
9, 11, 14, 20, 21, 33.
Okay. You look like you've got a little past halfway.
9.
Okay.
Another 12.
4.
Last round. 8.
You barely shattered by 2 hit points.
Wow.
As you can hear, Master Helsel will aren't you just the fabulous little savage. You've kind of you're saying they're kind of sweating, kind of. I ran out of spells.
It's okay, you did more damage.
Excuses.
Well,
please exit my chamber. You have 12 seconds before I begin venting the room with gas. All right, Becca, you're next. And you hear Professor Half-Blooded.
Does that describe him?
Yes, he's a half-Niepian elf. Mm-hmm. Here's Becca.
Half-human, half-man.
Mm-hmm. You can hear him kind of go, "Well, let's see.
Yeah, I have a
Asian,
red.
Japanese. Who just was all over?
You speak with accent like
Toyota.
Remember it's all ours.
Lotus Ainda. Oh, sorry. Favorite anime of all time?
Lotus.
As an observationist. As an observationist, you should be able to protect yourself and keep yourself alive.
He's Russian?
Sorry. I've only got so many accents.
It's okay. A Japanese accent. Very hard to say.
Can I steal one?
You must.
A red one?
You must survive. You must avoid dying by 10 arrow shots. You must protect yourself, for we will begin shooting you in 6 seconds.
Shield.
Five. Four.
She doesn't have any second spell picked out.
No, because you shouldn't spell.
Oh, okay.
Only pure blood wizard should have it at this
level
point.
Three should have a second level spell.
Yeah.
Shield!
Well, yeah. That would be the first thing I do.
Okay, so you cast shield.
Oh, I have mage armor, too.
Okay, so first round you have shield up. What's that make your AC?
I don't know.
Not
just
high enough.
Take your... It only adds 4. That's what it does.
Okay. I don't know spells very well.
That's okay. I knew that coming into a wizard.
She has an AC of 15.
15? Air flies right past you. Round 2.
Mage armor?
Yes.
Okay. Mage armor. AC's now a 19. Hits. For 5 points of damage.
Do I have full hit points?
You have full hit points, Ben.
Yes, you have full hit points. It's been the remainder of the semester.
If you didn't...
It's been a while.
If you didn't, you cut yourself, cut your wounds open again.
I was going to say, if you didn't, there was something going on in your room last night.
Cutting yourself is the only way she knows she's alive. Okay. So you've taken 4 points of damage as this guy is literally just kind of standing at the end of a hallway and just kind of shooting you with an arrow.
Okay.
Well, it's now the third round. What would you like to do to keep yourself alive?
Put him to sleep.
Oh, interesting.
She just waits.
I could take his arrows.
No,
leave his arrows.
Whoosh.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
Not necessarily the idea I had in mind, but seeing as how
he can't hurt you with the arrows,
he cannot hurt you. I suppose you pass based on creativity.
Way to think outside the box.
No, please leave my room.
I'm not gonna give him time to think about it.
Okay. Well,
stupid
Michael,
statue.
You're sitting there in the high-pitched Professor Wiggletoes. Says,
"All right. As an illusionist, your main job is going to be crowd control and distraction. So what I want you to do..."
I'm good at being distracted.
"...is to distract this ogre for a full minute. If you fail to distract him, he's going to try and hit you."
Sorry.
I think it's time for prestidigitation.
He kind of looks at you like, he looks kind of confused as to why he's here. He kind of looks over you and goes, "Ooh, ooh."
You go,
"Oh, shit. Shit, fucking dogs. Cheat."
See, does that monkey not look evil? Look at it, it's like, "Wah!"
Well, yeah, when you scare him, he's going to do that thing.
Okay. What is the room I'm in?
I think you're about a 30 by 30, just kind of room with a few boxes.
Okay. I'm going to cast Ghost Sound.
Okay.
On the opposite side of the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it to sound like there's some... Well, I'm not very big, so I can't do much with it yet, but... As much loud, clamorous metal clanging like someone in armor might create.
Okay.
On the other side of the room, and I'm going to attempt to hide behind a box.
Okay. This is just your stealth check. Go ahead and add 4 for the ghost sound.
Natural 20 plus... where's my calculator?
I can help you add...
20... You said 4 for ghost sounds?
Mm-hmm.
40?
40. Okay. You're sitting there going, "Ha, ha, ha." Well, let's see. What do you do round 1? He kind of turns around and looks at the ghost sound and doesn't really pay attention. Next round, he begins kind of... He takes one of the boxes and kind of breaks it open and begins kind of looking through the contents. And let's see, round 2.
He's like...
He begins...
If he comes over my direction...
He begins wandering your direction.
Okay. He's headed towards the box that I'm hiding behind?
Yeah. It doesn't look like he's moving in any particular haste.
Okay. As he approaches my box, I'm going to jump out, cast color spray, and then hide behind another box.
Ha! Okay, well, that's a will save on my part. Go ahead and give me a hide check at a minus 20.
Minus 20.
The reason is basically a sniper shot. Snipers have the ability to jump out, shoot, and hide. Okay, that's still pretty decent with a minus 20. You jump out.
Good to be rolled.
And go. And so you kind of go. And he stands there for about, three rounds. Just kind of blinking. And you're sitting there, have a high box. Ha ha ha. Except now he kind of goes. He takes his club and smashes a box. What number on a D6 do you want to be?
I'll be one.
Okay, he smashes the box directly next to you. Ah!
If I cast a spell, will I come out of my hiding spot?
Yes.
I'm going to let him smash another box.
Okay. You're still one. He smashes another box. And the last round.
I'm going to cast Silent Image.
Okay.
And create a duplicate copy of myself.
Okay. That's a will save on his part. Oh, yeah, he smashes that. Ah! He kind of smashes it, kind of looks down like, huh? Ah! As though he doesn't quite seem to comprehend why the fact he can't find you. However, after that, the ogre kind of, his eyes kind of go milky white, and he kind of, and the door opens up.
That was fun. Can we do it again?
Suddenly his eyes unmilk.
Ah! No.
Ah! Initiative, monkey boy.
Well, let's see. You get to deal with Professor Aceton the Summoner, in Italian. Sorry, I'm still Ronian.
Sorani.
Sorani. He talks with his head. He's gonna whack you. Sorry.
You whack him if you don't do what he says.
You disrespect him.
Better not be whacked, old bean.
As a conjurer, you gotta be able to learn to deal with summoned creatures like elementals. So your task is kind of easy. You need to summon an elemental and get it to light that fire. There's fire.
Here we go. Fire.
Now there's a few boxes all over the room. By the way, your butt's relatively sore from sitting all yesterday.
Oh.
As is your wrist.
my whole forearm.
That whole action in there, huh? Mm-hmm.
Got tendonitis now, you know.
But it was worth it, I take it.
Oh.
That and every night till it stops being sore.
Comes out and his right arm is all muscular.
How's it going, guys?
This is not Lady in the Water! What were you doing?
Mishka.
Are you teasing the mice, honey?
Of course she is. I'm looking at different spells you have.
Ooh, look behind you, girl. The big moth.
The
stipulation on this was...
I cast Unseen Servant. And tell him to light the... Tell him to light it. He walks over and... takes two pieces of wood and slowly rubbing them together.
I'll hand him my flint and steel.
Please roll 3d6 for me.
Roll luck. We're boned.
Nothing.
Even.
Okay. Well, he's sitting there kind of. When you notice that the fireplace lashes out at him. And this kind of basically log tentacle thing kind of just whips around the energy and just kind of drags it in.
As you can.
Okay, what is it I need to light?
It's a fireplace. And out of the fireplace, a tentacle basically came and...
Oh, oh. Tentacle.
Okay.
And it consumed your creature.
Huh. So it ate the fire... Something came out of the fireplace and pulled him in.
Yes.
Lovely. I cast grease in the fireplace.
Roll a d20, add 5, you're looking for a 15.
This is just not meant to happen.
There we go.
Okay, it is.
After a while, and you kind of hear a slow...
Oh, congratulations. I was expecting to look through the crates and find the wand of summon monster, but whatever.
And you guys are allowed to... You guys reconvene back at your...
waste a charge like that?
Oh, as you're at your tower and you're... Well, you guys are all back before noon.
It was so cool. This ogre was in there. I was like, pow! And then it was like, brr! And I was like, poof! I'm gone.
He needs medication.
How was yours?
Not quite wonderful, actually. Yes.
I had shattered.
Think you used your flint and steel?
Yes.
It's not in your bag anymore. Where'd it go?
Little monkey. Fat kitten.
Nothing personal.
That's okay. We still doing the whole exchange where I pass you some food and you pass me some of his.
I'm afraid he's starting to know, so we may have to step up the exchange rate.
Okay.
How was yours?
It was awesome.
He already talked about it. We don't need to hear again.
Yes, and what about yours, dear lady?
It was kind of boring, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Although you notice that she's kind of got a bandage right about here.
It's been looking worse for a while.
Yeah, he didn't miss.
Yeah, good.
He got his comeuppance, though.
I'm, like, resharpening my sword. It's all dulled and blunt.
You looked like you had an interesting time.
Stupid teacher. How the hell am I supposed to break a statue with spells when I'm only been here for, like, 6 months? What kind of idiotic thing is that? And then he catharsizes me for using my sword. What an idiot. Urgh!
So did you pass?
Sword is dull. Yes, I broke the damn statue. What else am I good at?
Taking the abuse?
That too.
Perception?
You've clearly got the wrong person.
Ed Warmer?
No.
I didn't say for me.
Well, as far as you guys know, your finals are finished. So you actually now have like a week to relax.
Hooray! Okay.
It's only about noon, right?
Yeah, it's about noon.
I'm going to go exploring in search of this person who cheated on the test.
Okay, so you're going to go look for Von Hilkdorf.
Yes, and I'm going to take the paper and notes.
Mm-hmm. What's this about cheating?
I found this on the floor.
Cheated off your test?
Yep.
So if I fail, he failed too. Well, that's one consolation.
Well, I certainly hope he didn't fail or bin.
Well, I know I got at least one answer wrong, thanks to you.
It's okay, old bean.
Gehenna?
Gehenna.
Seven?
Gehenna! That was the answer to that one. Oh, well.
Maybe you should take your next test to sleep.
That's an interesting theory, my lady.
You just That'd be a gathering of information. To write while you,
It's a spell I could research. Fast.
While you're asleep.
Anyway, I would love someone cheated off you in the exam. Have you notified the professor about this?
Have you seen this person? I found these papers.
May I see you?
And
take,
I want to get it back to
take matters into your own hands.
Actually. Yeah, you happen to find.
Did you?
It's a.
Did I? What?
Fairly plain looking girl. You'd probably place her somewhere around Alemannia, so probably Germanic Greek, or not Germanic Russian, more closer to Russian. She's like.
Vodka, Krishnakoff, Soviet. I have to put him here. Yeah!
We only give you the
I have seen him.
That's Swedish.
That is!
No, it'd be da. I have seen him.
Da, I have seen him, says the 5 year old.
We only have the finest Russian fish. In Siberia.
Wonderful. I tried to get these notes back to him. I found him on the floor the other day. I think.
Oh, you don't want to give notes back to him. You're a real ass.
Everybody has an ass.
Say nuclear whistle.
No. He's a real jerk.
Nuclear
he tried to get people failed.
Why would he do that?
He think if less students, he do better.
What a dirty bus.
He's not very smart, is he?
I don't think I'm there anyway.
Yes, I do not know. He copy every test.
So what is it you... What is it?
How do you know that?
Copy off my first
tell
test.
Me, my friend, what is it you recommend that we do?
Did you see him catching this?
Pay him back, as in?
Did you find out after the fact?
I found I tried to report to professor.
What have you planned on being? Count me in.
He says, cutthroat
less
deal with
cheating off a friend.
Huh. Do you know how he did it?
I don't know.
Yeah, he looked over his shoulder. Very blunt. Not even try and hide.
I don't know myself. Okay.
Whoa,
I can throw acid on
him. I think I want to meet this fellow.
Oh, he in one of other spires. He put in a rich treatment.
My dad wouldn't pay for the rich treatment.
Okay.
There's a rich treatment?
First thing...
Bastard.
First thing he'd do is get three other tower mates failed, so take over an entire spire.
Penny pinching.
Sounds like the up-and-up fellow. Thank you
very
much.
He Alldorfian. Real assholes.
I appreciate your information. I'll pass her a little gemstone that I picked up from someone in the bag somewhere.
Oh, thank you. You're very nice.
It's his own bag.
And you are very friendly.
Her. To her.
Her.
Oh, thank you.
And then I will scamper off towards this other tower. Now, are there any sort of restrictions as to who can go into what tower?
But
doesn't matter. Not that
really.
Amulet.
But remember, the... unless you use a charge of your amulet, there will be an alarm spell that will automatically notify him that someone's in his apartment. Remember, you guys have that. It's kind of the doorbell.
Right. I want to... I will go back to our place. Thick!
He's sitting there, finishing combing his robe.
Thick, I need some help.
Thick is busy with his daily chores, old bean. What do you need?
I need some servant or messenger type gloves.
Servant and messenger type gloves? Well, you're an illusionist, old bean.
Yeah, but some things are too important to leave up to chance.
An odd one, you know. Well, why don't you go to the servants' quarters and ask them?
I hadn't thought of that. I got distracted on the way back. Yes. Servants' quarters, right.
That happens.
I run away towards the servant quarters.
Yeah. Biting the screen. For those of you who are listening, we have a cat who is a consummate hunter, and there's moths outside on the screen window, and she's attacking the screen and biting it.
She's vicious. Anyway.
So, to the servant's quarters I go.
Okay, so you run down to the servant's quarters, and what are the remainder of you three doing?
I'm trying to think.
Studying.
You know, if we had that amulet still, if we could sneak into his room, and we could do horrible things.
Sadly, we don't have that amulet, old bean. We have to think of some other way.
I wonder if I can get one of the teacher's abilities to get into the room without being...
Maybe, perhaps it's... Of course, it happens with everyone.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we couldn't not necessarily send Fick for it.
Well, the thing is I can't be the only person he's cheated off of. There's no way. I mean, he was very blunt about it when he realized I noticed.
This also brings up the you know, we could go after him in neutral ground, of course, you know. If there was some way to alter the magics to get into his room, it would of course be fairly time consuming. But we could go after him in a neutral area,
like gym class.
Or something like that.
Dodgeball.
Are you speaking from space? What is this dodgeball you
do? It's this dwarven thing where we throw rocks at each other.
There's a ball involved then. Is that what you're trying to protect if you're a man? You only have one after
what you're
trying to
hit if you're the woman?
Yeah, shapeless ball.
I've only heard of halfling toss, right? And then there's orc smash.
I know what we can do. We can get into his room. We can cast sleep on him, bundle him up in his blanket, stitch it shut, and hang him out the window.
Well, that's true, but would that necessarily teach him the lesson that's needed? Hopefully, yes.
We make the bag that he's out of. He's stitched in. Make it look like all the tests he's.
What about just
he's
get him
written? Expelled. I highly doubt the teachers will really give a rat's ass.
Well, if he's not caught for that, we could have him. He could be caught for something else, something a bit more expellable, or at least suspended.
Yeah, expellable. What can we get him expelled for?
Speaking of which, Michael, you're down in the circle. Speaking of expelled,
I'm about to be it. This doesn't work.
You walk in, and the first thing you notice is that many of the servants kind of have this look on their face.
Now, are there any of them that are not actually dead?
No, not really. Most of them are zombies at this point.
Most of them are fresher zombies.
The new ones look like some of our former
colleagues.
Mm-hmm. Are there any clothes that look like they're in relatively good shape?
Go ahead and... You're a thief, so you're decent at picking off targets. Go ahead and give me a notice.
He's very good at marking a shell.
17.
Yeah, you find a relatively fresh gnome. About the same size as you.
Excellent.
A little taller.
Although you don't think you really need to pick it from him. He doesn't look like he's going to put up much of resistance.
Alright, I relieve him of his clothing.
So there's now a naked zombie kind of standing there. In the
One
corner.
Of the professors walks by.
Have some decency, Mom.
Oh, I understand. Yes, it's lonely.
Something positive, anyone?
Exactly. At that point, after having taken the servant or messenger type clothing,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to put my robe over the top of it. And I'm going to stroll by and see if any of the labs are open. Or
sure.
Any classrooms or any professors' laboratories.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for an object of high profile.
One that they wouldn't bolt down.
What exactly? Something that would be significant to a professor?
That'd be a search.
See if you can find the alchemist stone.
You know Voldemort has it over there.
Yeah.
Damn him.
That's a 16 on search.
You find a... You think it's a professor... Blackteeth.
Oh.
The gnomish necromancer.
Oh,
you think you found his familiar and it's asleep. It's, it seems to be a cat that was stitched together out of about 6 different cats. That's kind of curled up and sleeping.
Are you a good enough thief?
I'm not so worried about being able to steal the cat as I am...
For your life?
Exactly. I'm going to go ahead and try it. I'm going...
Ethan.
Cast something on the cat.
See, that's the problem. I don't have any sort of spells like that.
You don't have a sleep spell?
No, I guess I do have a sleep spell.
Yeah?
But if I cast sleep spell on the cat, he's going to know.
Who?
The guy whose familiar it is.
The professor?
Professor Blackteeth, the evil gnome.
That is how familiars work, right?
Somewhat.
Sometimes. If you try to harm it, he'll know.
It all depends on the link with their familiar. Some professors don't have a very strong link. Some who've had their familiar since, like, day one have incredibly strong links. Like, if the cat's taken a pee, the master takes a pee. If the master's hungry, the cat's hungry.
I'm going to pull a piece of some...
If the cat's sleeping, the master's sleeping.
I'm going to pull a piece of some jerky out of my bag and try and coax the cat with it. Kind of encourage the cat to come to me. That way it doesn't look like I stole the cat.
Okay, so
Does the cat wake up when I wave the jerkin?
You wave the jerkin in front of it, and its eyes open up, one yellow, one blue, and kind of looks at you, and its eyebrows kind of
furrow.
And it kind of sits there and cocks its head ever so slightly.
I will continue to offer the jerky and offer kind of very non-aggressive sort of way, reach forward, trying to pet the cat.
You reach forward, the cat kind of looks at your hand, sort of in that way of,
I could claw you to death right now.
It has that look of, what's that smell?
It has a Boris look.
Exactly.
And you touch it, and the thing that's really disturbing is the fact that it's not alive. I mean, you know what a living, breathing cat feels like, and it's not.
Okay, well, I will continue to hold the jerky there for the cat to take and kind of coax the cat towards me. And then, if it's all going well, I will try to scoop the cat up in my arms.
As you're sitting there coaxing, it kind of stands up, walks forward, and looks you straight in the eyes.
Because it's that big?
Well, no, it's probably like on a counter or something, and he's that small.
Yeah.
So it's sitting there kind of looking at you. Kind of turns its head.
I will put the jerky away and pull something else out.
What'd you pull out?
Meat didn't work. I will pull out a little bit of rope and tie onto it one of the black onyx.
As soon as you pull out the black onyx, it suddenly goes from two. It reaches its paw out towards the onyx and attempts to like grab it.
It is worse.
I will put the black onyx into my bag and just hold it there.
It does that. It kind of does that. And it jumps into the bag.
Excellent. Then I will continue on towards the. Close the bag and continue on towards the the tower.
You begin walking back up. You're sitting there studying furiously in your books. And you notice three pages are torn out.
What?
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting there looking at your notes and three pages are missing. I mean, like, it's obvious someone, like, tore them out.
Whatever that could be.
I don't tear them out.
He's a little bit better than that.
And it's kind of irritating.
Yeah. They're probably the three I need to pass at the exam.
Wait. Those three pages? That's what the entire exam was about. It's those stupid three pages. No wonder! That one obscure thing that the teacher talked about for 5 minutes, that's what the exam was over.
Of course. Not the way at all, either.
Mm-hmm.
Was anybody else in the room, or is it just me?
Mm-hmm. Me and I are sitting out in the front room trying to discuss how we're going to get this guy back.
All right. I'm going to go out there and ask for one of their books.
What?
Can I use your book? This one. I have some pages missing.
That's not his style. Sure. I'm looking at my book.
Does his book have the pages?
No. Yours have also been torn out.
Interesting.
What about yours?
What's going on?
Both of our books have some pages missing. Can we check yours?
Top of my book, be my guest.
Yours have been replaced by lewd pictures.
Is that what's on those pages?
No.
Not normally, but...
Well, see, normally they'd be interesting lewd pictures, unless... But, you know, I'm not sure you're too into ogres.
Ah!
I need to take some time off.
PM?
I don't know, are we playing Mario?
Dr. Mario. Alright.
Should we ask some other students?
Hell yeah!
I'm gonna try to figure out which three pages are the ones they're missing.
It's the exact same as theirs.
Look which section it starts right here, before.
What is it?
It's
Gehenna!
It's general magic. It's like one of the entry... It's part of the general exam. One that everyone has to take, like... What... For light, do you use phosphorescent moss or bat guano or blah? It's covering all the very basic stuff.
For the light spell?
Well, basic stuff like that. Cantrips. Cantrips.
I don't think at it.
Why would somebody be... Why would somebody want to steal those pages out of
Because
the book?
If you can't do the basic magic, then you get expelled.
No, but why take everybody's?
Gotcha.
Good question.
Well, I want to know if it's isolated to us or if it's everybody's books.
We should go around and ask.
Let's go.
I'm like a fabulous idea.
Let's go. That's right.
You three step out of your door, and there's Kankoros, the large Anubian necromancer, sitting there cursing up a storm. And he's saying the level of foul language that even you recoil from. You've heard some pretty drunk sailors with
pretty
bad mouths, but you've never heard someone beg the dark gods to inflict pox, sores, oozes, blindness, and castration all in one sentence, and it still be grammatically correct.
I must admit, your grasp of the language is impeccable.
He looks so irritated, he doesn't even have noticed you, and he keeps walking.
Sir?
Wow.
Hey, what's up?
Is something wrong?
My familiar's gone.
Your familiar's gone?
Yeah, you know how I resurrected the ancestor.
Yes?
Yes.
He's gone.
Oh, yeah.
He has no brain, so someone must have taken him.
Oh, I remember him.
Well, some things are going missing around here. We have pages missing from some of our books.
Yeah, actually, I was curious if you had seen anything like this as well from any of your other students. I open up the book.
Kent Kors is actually a student. He's like juniorish.
Oh, your books. And the basic, I know this is a long time ago for you. But,
Oh, that's so quaint.
Yeah. Every one of our books is missing the same three pages.
Sounds like you have thief.
Yeah, we know. But this is not the normal style for said thief. It has to be someone else.
Rival student?
Where was the last place you saw your cat?
Not cat, ancestor.
Ancestor.
He was... if I remember correctly, he was disemboweling clone kobold.
Oh.
Lovely.
Anatomy, you learn it.
Yes. I look forward to that one, of course.
I haven't taken anatomy yet.
I can see now.
What was the laboratory he was in?
Oh, I can take you to laboratory.
Love to have you find him, I mean.
Well, as you guys are kind of walking up, you see him walking. You can't resist it, except you've just got this giant grin.
Got a big shit-eating grin on his face.
Ear to ear.
I see you grinning like that, and I go, I don't even want to know. Let's keep going.
Hey, would you take any pages out of our books?
None that I didn't put back.
You know. All of our books are missing the same three pages.
I don't tear them out. I cut them very quaintly so I can glue them back in later.
Well, that's what I consider better. Would you mind checking your book there?
It's back up in the room.
Well, you guys are literally right next to the room.
I thought I was headed to the Rich Tower.
It's towards the top.
Ah.
Remember, it's a tower. You kind of got to...
I didn't know if it was like spires different.
Oh.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. I'll step inside and check my
room. Your books are gone.
Entirely?
In the entirety of your, 200 gold pieces worth of books, gone.
I'll have to look into this later. I'm a little busy right now.
Busy? What am I doing?
Let's go.
Do you need any help?
Ask Fick later.
Ask Fick? Fick? Fick?
No, you have to ask him later. You have to ask him now. He doesn't know yet.
What are you doing with this monkey?
Good things.
Are you going to get you in trouble?
No.
Okay, when you have to separate good things and bad things like that.
Let's go help.
Yes.
Or fellow
student. Well, you guys had, of course, passed them, and you guys stop at one of the laboratories, and, well, it's clean. It's sterile, clean. Absolutely nothing there.
Just one of those laboratories that the people come in and out of with the portal?
Yeah.
Like the kobolds come in and out of with the portal?
Kind of.
Hmm. We'll go ahead and take a look into this more if you got other things that you wanted to do. If I remember correctly, we can use that portal thing too, right?
Mm-hmm. Must go finish studying.
Honey, look at his eye.
I know.
He's bleeding.
We have some eye stuff.
Yeah, but not that.
He of course, saunters off in his black robe, still cursing.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the kobolds might have taken it. Mm-hmm. It was disemboweling a kobold.
Yeah, could very well be.
Let's check that out.
Demo man, yeah.
Let's go check with the kobold population. Kay.
Michael, you're standing outside his door, and, well, this place is certainly ritzier than what you're used to.
Probably. I will pull out the black onyx that lets me re-roll from my bag, and I will present that. Well, when someone answers the door, I will inform them that I have a gift for...
Well, you make your presence known, and no one shows up.
No, sure.
There's no one in the tower.
That's not scratch. It's sore. There's no scratch to it.
Is it possible to open the door from the outside?
There's no opening. You walk into the wall.
Okay, but if I walk into the room, it sets off an alarm.
Yes.
Unless okay, then I will use my amulet. Scratch one charge on my amulet.
Okay.
And I will enter the room.
Okay. You step into the room, and the first thing you notice is that most of the furniture, books, and everything else has been heaped into a giant pile and lit on fire, and it's still burning.
Is there any obvious presence in the room?
No. It looks like someone must have come and gone.
Okay, I'm going to check and see if I can figure out which one is this guy's room, this Baron Vong, whatever his name is.
It looks like he's taken over all of them. Remember how they said that he got the other three expelled?
Okay. Does one of them have a chest or crate in it?
Probably yes.
Okay. Then I will find the one that looks like it has most of his things, or things that are easily identifiable as his.
Give me a notice check.
Right.
18?
Anything of obviously notable value has been thieved.
Is there anything that would identify it as his that's still present?
No.
A spell book?
Well, notes. Yes, there's a spell book. You look at it and you're like... It's very simplistic, like he's grasping... He's barely grasping the step beyond cantrips.
Okay. I will remove the cat from my bag and place it within the chest.
It sits there and kind of looks at you.
And I will, since I don't need to present the gift, I will leave the cat with a little black onyx.
The cat says, "Betrayed." And it sits there in the box.
Thank you.
Bat, 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 bat.
Your partner will be here shortly?
Mm. He already knows.
Oh, okay. Well, we're...
By the way, I want to ask what exactly you're doing.
Oh, certainly. The individual in question has been cheating on tests the entire time and is now up in the ranks of things and really a bastard overall.
Ah, you're trying to get him expelled.
I just thought I'd give him a little comeuppance, but expel works too.
Ah, yes. I recommend pushing him out of a window.
Hey, that was my idea.
Well, I thought about
now
that.
Remember, murdering fellow students is expellable. However, if you don't get caught, and if you resurrect him as a zombie, technically you didn't murder him, you just changed his status.
The only problem with that is being 2.5 feet tall.
Really please.
Hard to push.
Please. All right, fine. Castrate him and watch him bleed to death. That is the most satisfying.
Very true.
Or if you want to follow some of my larger brethren, disembowel him. And slowly gnaw on his innards.
I can see how that would be amusing.
Wow.
Thank you.
You have very nice innards, by the way.
I'd like to keep them, though.
I do a quick pat down, make sure they're all still inside.
Ah, my kidney. No.
Well, thank you. And you are a very interesting feline.
Very robust kitty.
I will,
Of course.
What do you see you around sometime.
I'll pretend to be dead.
Okay, and then I will scamper away.
Okay, you scamper out. You guys warp into the kobold and goblin area. And, you see a number of them sitting there. Give me notice checks.
There's a new way.
15.
First in line.
15, 7,
3.
3.
Wow. That's the way it works to me.
Oh, natural 20.
You guys are sitting there looking around. It's like, you look around. You know that feeling. They're all looking for
toes.
Stuff. They're like ruffling through their own stuff, kind of doing the, dear Lord, where did I leave that?
Seems like we're not the only ones that are missing things. They seem to be missing things as well. They're all rummaging through their belongings.
What are you talking about? They're sticking their heads in boxes and stuff. They don't look like they're rummaging through anything.
And they're looking, my friend.
Well, let's ask them.
It's quite easy to get.
Excuse me.
What? No, you. We're friends. You remember us.
Yes.
What?
You're fat.
I'm fat? I guess I'm looking kind of chubby.
It was the obvious.
That anyway. Anyway, yes. Where was I? What is you doing?
Someone stole something.
What did they steal?
They stole my shiny.
Your shiny?
My shiny.
A lot of things are going missing, obviously. So I take it you didn't take a dead cat.
Cat. Dead body. It's a dead body. No dead cat.
It's a cat.
No. He said dead ancestor.
Dead ancestor. Yeah. Lovely.
No, we haven't sealed the dead body. It's not hungry yet. What about pages?
Pages?
Paper?
Show them. I got lots of paper.
Someone stole our pages.
They show you it's like an eclectic amount of random papers that it's like, imagine someone dropping like their math notes in the hall and they pick up one of the pages and one of their chemistry pages and
That's like my collection.
It's just a random collection of papers.
Yeah. There's something going on. We should notify that security gentleman.
I agree.
Back in the hallway then.
Yes.
Sorry.
So you're shiny. What's it look like aside from shiny?
It's a take a head peel off, flesh. Shiny.
A skull?
Yeah.
A shiny skull.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Lovely. Go.
Gold.
Ah, 4 gems.
Okay. 4 gems in the middle of the skull. Okay, if we see it, we'll bring it back.
Okay, thank you. It's not 2 gems right now.
Lost hand in back now. Trying to find it.
We're gonna let that stay.
Oh, place that.
We're gonna let that stay lost.
Where did I put that hand?
I cut off my hand, but it got away.
How do you displace a minor artifact?
I don't want to know.
I'd forget my head if it wasn't as hard.
Well, unfortunately, you don't have the head effect now.
So you guys pop back out, and you can see like one of the professors walking down the hall, cursing. It looks like he's also got something that's missing, and he keeps walking.
Sir, professor, what's missing?
It's the bearded Viking Tongan. Professor Berger.
Professor Berger. What's missing?
Spell components. I'm almost done with spell components.
It seems as though that quite a lot of people's belongings are missing. Means something really trivial to some very important to others.
Someone's causing chaos.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to actually go talk to the guard.
What, me? Wasn't me. I resent that remark. I am not very chaotic.
He's very ordered. What the hell are you talking about? Have you seen his bookshelf? He's got everything alphabetized and in chronological order, and then the letters are the same.
I don't go in his bedroom.
You also invent
his decimal system as well to keep it up in order.
Were you guys looking for something earlier?
Yeah.
With the tall guy in the hallway?
Yeah, his spiritual book. Ancestor that he resurrected for his familiar is gone.
What does it look like?
Skeleton.
It's a skeleton.
Mark. That's not it.
That's not it.
Oh, remember that Baron Bond, whatever his butt is?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's now a very sentient undead cat in his room waiting to be discovered by the proper authorities.
There's a professor right here.
How did it get there?
Well, I was walking by and I heard some noises. There was a fire burning in the middle of the place. And I opened the door of the room to see if there's anybody in there. Maybe, you know, maybe someone was hurt and needed help, whatever. And I saw the cat in the chest. And I was like, cat?
That'll be a bluff check.
You better roll good.
I'm glad I'm a thief. 16 plus
12 on my sense motive.
26.
That cheeky bastard. One.
Holy crap!
Stealing other people's familiars. He's probably the one who's stoned and is burning all of our belongings. I bet you're right. Let's go get the guard now.
What a bastard.
You guys have... He's like, oh, well...
I grew the natural one, so I'm like, that son of a bitch! Let's go get the captain of the guard right now!
Captain of the guard, let's repent him ourselves!
I'm going to gut him like a fish if I get my hands on him. But first, I want permission from the captain of the guards, because I don't want to get expelled.
Professor.
He's like, da-da-da-da-da, I love nothing.
Lovely chap.
He's like, I hear nothing, I see nothing. I know nothing.
Are there a way we can summon that security gentleman?
Yes, there is.
It's been after finals. I can't help you.
Huh?
It's been after finals. If you can't remember it, then you probably forgot it. Studying for finals.
No. It's been 2 months since the last time we played.
Go ahead and give me a wisdom check.
Oh, Jesus. You
just a 10.
You dumb. You...
19. You, of course, remember it instantly.
14!
It was just knocking on the wall 3 times. Hey. Up comes Stormy, a half-orc who, you know, he seems to be missing his great axe.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, you've never seen the look of death from an orc before until you've seen this.
Oh, yeah. But he's right. He soiled my robes again.
Again?
Watch!
Stuff has been... We've had our pages stolen from our book. We've had people who have had things stolen. And then he says he sees stuff and give the guy's name, because I can't pronounce his name.
Baron von Badass's stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Room full of burning stuff and a stolen familiar. That bastard stole our stuff, and now he's burning it.
One at a time! I'm sorry.
I explained what he told me. Because I failed my sense motive with a natural one, so I believe full part of what he said.
It's fairly obvious that this gentleman's been stealing all of our belongings and is now burning them.
I want to be on the posse that guts him.
I'm hiding behind him.
I'm doing my best not to laugh from behind the room.
Yeah, he walks up to the room and he just kind of walks in, sits there, look around. Becca, you can give me a survival check, please.
Survival!
Is this the check to see whether or not I survive?
No.
Yes.
Yes, I'd like you all to give me a death check.
If you fail the check, you die.
She has to have a track.
Ooh.
22.
Okay, Becca, you're sitting there, as they're all saying that, you kind of tune out the cursing from the orc, cursing from Nathan, cursing from Ethan, and occasional giggles from Michael. He's like, hee-hee-hee-hee. The one thing, you're sitting there kind of looking at the fire, and the thing that really makes you curious is the fact that there's no footprints. To or from the fire, it's almost as though the stuff just wound up there. Like, maybe... Someone maybe walked on the ceiling, I don't know, flew, teleported, but someone didn't walk up and pile the stuff on. Because this is a very plush rug. It's the type of rug where you walk on it and you fall asleep.
What?
There's no tracks.
You're talking about a magic school where people can fly. Of course there's no tracks.
That's evidence.
Yeah, and if he was stealing everybody's stuff, he wouldn't exactly leave evidence that he was there. Now, would he?
But this is his pet room. Certainly he walks around in it.
Are there any tracks at all whatsoever?
Now, Michael, have you caught on yet? Well, one thing that I point out about his spellbook is he barely grasps first-level spells.
Are there any tracks?
I caught that, but I didn't...
Your guys's, but that's it.
Just ours.
Just our what?
Just our tracks, no others.
Well, except for the occasionally, you know, walking in and out from one of the...
Couldn't he have
but it's like walking
covered his tracks in some way? Maybe he covered his tracks in his own room.
Walking what?
She does find his tracks, but it's like walking from one of the bedrooms through the fire.
Nothing
out the door.
Walking up to the fire, like if someone were to create the fire or set them on fire. Nothing like that. It's very strange.
Speaking of fire, we should try to put it out.
Cantrip water.
He walks over to the sink, creates some water, dumps it on there, walks over to the sink, creates water, dumps it on there, walks it.
I'll
just
help.
Watching.
Good show! Good show!
Why don't you lift a hand and help? And I go over and get create water.
I just had these herbs combed.
And your wrist is still sore.
You see Fick polishing the boots as he's walking.
Walk.
I'm going to start looking.
You're the kind of aristocrat I joined the guard to get away from.
Go ahead. Get
join
another
the guard to get away from aristocrats like me. I think I'm a dandy old gentleman.
14.
Some, you identify a spell component.
I take the bucket or and what I dump it on your head as I walk by.
Sulfur.
On the walls?
On the walls. Just like small amounts. You don't think you really would have noticed it except for the fact that it smells like rotten eggs.
Sulfuric acid. Go back, get another cup.
What about
or another,
ceiling?
Another bucket.
Anything on the ceiling that I can see from down here?
Give me notice.
Whoa.
Not really. It's way up there. He's a tall human, you're a short dwarf. You know how it works. What?
Come here.
What?
There's sulfur on the walls.
Sulfur?
That would be a 16 for my notice.
Sulfur? Why would you put... The only spell component you know of is Fireball. Why would you Fireball as a room?
Well, Fireball actually uses guano.
Sulfur and guano.
Why would he have sulfur on the walls? I think this is a trap. Sulfur is a very combustible material. If this fire reaches that sulfur, that wall is going to burst into flames.
Yeah, then we should finish putting this fire out, then, eh?
Yes!
He finished... It's eventually put out. And suddenly you all get the feeling of dread as Professor Blackteeth walks in the room.
Hello. So?
Professor?
You look very lively today.
Yep, all still beating. 100%.
Hopefully it'll stay that way.
Does he have good insights?
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Lightening.
He kind of walks past you guys. As even you see,
that's so cool.
What's going on, Jim?
That's so cool.
He walks in and picks up his familiar.
Terrible.
Walks out and says, "Mr. Snuggles says he likes you."
And the cat, look, you guys. This is the first time you guys have really seen the spell-stitched cat.
What?
Wow.
He walks past you guys and. The room, as he walks past you, of course, it feels cold as he just walks past you.
Oh, God, I feel my soul wasting away.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Wonderful.
He scares me.
Why does anyone go into necromancy? It's just such a terrible thing.
Are you kidding? If I could have a Mr. Snuggles, that'd be awesome.
You were a very odd little one. Have you dropped a lot when you were a child?
Kicked.
Oh, that answers a lot, actually.
Okay. Is your axe here?
No.
What else is in there?
Bust.
Furniture.
I'm digging through it now.
Go ahead and give me a search check.
I suppose you want me to get my hands dirty in that pile of gunk?
Six!
Ash! Yeah. Well, I think.
Oh, pick!
Search it.
He begins rummaging through.
Natural 20 on my search check, give me 30.
Okay. Becky, you're sitting there looking at a lot of this. A lot of this looks like kind of ritzy furniture, maybe like furniture you'd find in this room. So, was he burning his own furniture or something like that? You know all those valuables I was talking about that look snatched? You found them in the fire.
Okay, so someone had taken all of his valuables and put them in the fire.
Instead of looting them or something.
Someone sounds like someone's out to get this person more than I am.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you there.
Maybe he copied off the wrong person's test.
Yeah, he did that when he did that to me. But the thing was, I wasn't going to burn his stuff. There's sort of a gentleman's code when you fight with nobles that you don't actually attack each other's furniture because it makes the mistresses mad.
Where is
My father told me about that one.
That's a good question. I'll go look for him.
He storms out of the room.
And we leave the room too, because I'm not going to be left in this room without the captain of the guard here.
You guys step out, and there's Mr. Snuggles staring at you. Ah! The cat.
No. I go, hi, Mr. Snuggles.
Interpose him between the cat.
Wow.
You can eat him.
I take it. I have to take a different approach because that obviously is not going to work.
Okay. Why are you talking to a stitch together cat?
Thank you.
He bats the gem back your way.
What things? Put it back in my bag.
Why is that cat giving you a gem?
Because I gave it to him first.
Oh.
What did you do with the cat?
Well, my thought was maybe I could leave the cat in the room, and that would be grounds for expulsion.
You took the cat?
For theft of a
I did not take the cat. I offered the cat a gem. They climbed into the bag after the gem.
Wow.
So I did not steal the cat.
He came by by willing.
Yes, and then I placed the cat in the room thinking that maybe we could, I don't know, maybe blame the missing whatever's on him and then have him expelled, but that obviously didn't go my way.
Could have pushed him out a window.
That's the problem. I'm only 2.5 feet tall.
Pushing people off windows.
Well, we attach a rope to him, let him hang. By a foot.
The cat purrs at that idea.
Just let him hang for a couple days. You know, the blood rushing to his head will maybe make him
leap. People out windows.
He rubs himself against your leg and leaves a small chunk of his fur.
Oh.
No, nothing over here, thank you. Quite all right. That's all right. I think I'll just be jogging along, thank you.
Must seem harder.
I also like the idea of catching him in the middle of the night when he's asleep. And then hanging him out the window upside down until he confesses his...
Mr. Snuggles recommended castration.
Man, I am evil, but I'm not
Mr.
that
Snuggles
evil.
Mr. Snuggles has a very, very sick sense of humor.
Suppose that might explain why he's... Yeah, the comment about the tasty, or the good innards.
Necromancy.
Dreadful.
We have to find him first.
Yes.
Well, let's get looking.
Well,
the captain of the guard went to go look.
He's getting late. Yeah. Well, we're not getting late. Well, in all honesty, the best way to probably find him would be to gather information, because tracking in a place full of people is kind of hard.
Okay, you go that way, I'll go this way.
Hey, have you seen a giant prick? Yeah, I walked out.
I got a natural 20.
I got a 7.
I got a stall! Oh! I got a stall!
A star, a tree, a star, a tree!
18.
I got a stall! So you got
scary.
A 12, 17, 18.
Natural 20.
Okay.
Which is a natural 20 because I have a charisma of
0.
Well, Ethan, as you're sitting there walking along.
Excuse me, have you seen a veteran monkey puffin?
Yeah, you begin talking to people, and it seems like almost everyone in school had something stolen from them.
Yes. We have belongings missing, I think. Even some professors are missing things. And
and a naked gnome zombie walking back.
And even apparently some of the servants have things missing.
Two hands there.
Yes. He is your gnome on low.
That is wild.
It doesn't dangle to the
crow. Okay, so that's what you find. People have had everything stolen. Becca, as you're sitting there talking, you're talking to the person. They're like, well, yeah, almost everyone in the school has it in for him. He's one of the most hated people in school. No
everyone
one likes
in the school.
There's a lot of suspects.
No kidding.
Yes.
So I mean,
but have you seen him?
No, no one's seen him. That's what kind of confuses people. Is he's usually all over the place. He's that chauvinistic, I'm right here, worship me like a god type of person. And he's gone, just up and vanished.
Well, I can't complain about that.
So that's what you get to chew on, Michael. Yeah.
You see your little foot twitch when you went like that?
Oh,
that was great.
You're sitting there, talking around, and
You get the smell of rotten eggs as you walk towards one of the labs.
Well, not only am I innately curious and would investigate it anyways, but given the discovery of sulfur on the walls, yeah, I'm stopping at the lab.
Huh. Well, you sit there and you find expended spell components. It's kind of hard to tell if they are kind of like a mishmash of crap, but sulfur is definitely one of them.
Okay. I don't suppose there's any evidence that this was done recently?
You'd need someone maybe like a ranger to do that. Well, no, I'll let you do it as a rogue. Go ahead and give me a search check.
Would you get a 2?
You're guessing past couple of days, at least. I mean, probably right...
From conversations with people, how long has this guy been missing?
Well, he did his finals, and then he went back to his room.
It's been a couple days.
Just finished finals today.
And no one's seen him leave his room since then?
Nope. But that's what you get.
Okay.
What you find with your natural 20 is that he is willing to do anything to do well on a test. Anything. Including cheat, steal, stab, whatever.
Sleep.
Sleep with the professor.
Since most of our professors are male, that's really disturbing.
Eh, make it through the grade. But something that really bugs
37.
You is...
37!
Someone heard him talking to someone last night in one of the labs. They could have sworn it was a gnome.
A gnome, huh?
Or maybe a halfling.
High-pitched voice.
High-pitched squeaky voice. That's about what they got. Maybe a goblin, if he was talking to one of the goblin clones.
About thick.
But there's definitely something small in one of the labs.
What lab?
Lab plot.
Okay, I'll go to lab plot.
You will see him sitting there kind of looking
over. What are you doing here?
There's holes in the strings.
I smelled sulfur.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All I know, best I can tell, is that it's been done in the past couple of days.
What's been done in the past couple of days?
Whatever we've done with the sulfur and the other miscellaneous components.
Do we, you guys have spellcraft, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Go ahead and give me spellcraft.
Yeah, tiny-ass fingers.
Am I with you or not?
You guys have probably all met back up. 1! I got a 5! You're like,
Am I there?
Yeah, you guys are probably all there.
What am
probably
I rolling?
Back up.
Spellcraft.
Oh. I got an 11.
11?
21.
21, very nice.
23.
You two, you're sitting there kind of...
Well, this looks old as
You're sitting there kind of looking it over, and Nathan's about to taste it when you slap his hand and tell him not to eat sulfur.
I give them a more exact... Well, I probably can't roll better than him.
So, yeah, but that's about what you got. Okay. You stopped Nathan from poisoning himself.
Like,
Well, you know, that's how you dealt with some of the weird chemical components when you were a guard. It's opium.
Opium.
So, opium. You guys, both of you, identify this as some sort of summoning spell, specifically with the demonic nature.
I do believe this was a demon summoning.
I'm going to have to agree with you.
The sulfur's not necessarily part of the summoning. It's more result of it. So he summons something nasty that gives off this sulfurous...
We could explain the sulfur on the walls, because sulfur would be...
If he summoned a demon, it easily could have gotten quite out of hand with him. And a demon would have enough power to do these various things around him.
Without being seen, though.
Without being seen there easily.
But the problem is, he's not that good.
No.
So it would have meant he would have stolen someone else's spell.
That or he attempted the spell from a scroll of some kind.
And failed.
And may have failed to, well, summoned it and failed to bind it. Two things that will happen.
Are there any demons that would randomly steal stuff?
That'd be a knowledge planes, but unless someone has it, they can't roll on that one.
Knowledge planes.
Planes.
Good time.
Yeah, no, don't have that one.
24. 24. Well,
good grief!
Particularly annoying Quasit could do it. And they have the ability to turn invisible.
There is, of course, he could summon a quasit.
A call what?
A quasit.
Yes, bless you.
There's a demon. They can turn invisible, in fact, yes.
By little,
I've read about them.
By
I hope to summon them one day. Bend them to my will.
Do they,
bend them to your will?
You're a cheeky, cheeky bastard.
Get
your mind out of the gutter. Now you're close to it.
As soon as you stick your hand down like this, Fick begins filing your fingernail.
Are these quasit?
Quasit.
Yes. Are these things leaving behind a sulfur residue where they when they leave?
Well, if it was a fire quasit, I do believe it would, yes.
How would you go about tracking or finding a fire quasit?
We'd need a spell. I've heard of a spell that allows you to detect elements.
Well, you know,
maybe.
Something that's really hard to deal with quasits is they can teleport at will.
Yes, well, the problem with them is not only can they turn invisible, but they can also teleport at will.
That's why there's no tracks.
Precisely, and it can light itself on fire. It has a near fire ability, since it is sort of elemental.
So all it has to do is sit on your couch and poof.
Yes, exactly, yes. So and they are mischievous little buggers, almost as bad as him.
Almost as bad as me?
Yes, almost.
Sweet! I
the
like
guy,
it already.
He's got a physical incarnate on the elemental plane.
Excuse me,
Abyssal plane. Sorry. I don't know the planes very well. I haven't got that
been
flash yet.
When I need to grab something from the plate, I won't bore you.
So what you're saying is we should probably let the professors know that there's a quasit loose in the building.
Possibly
a quasit, yes. That would be my deduction.
Okay, anybody have an idea what professor would best handle this?
Well,
conjuration?
I do believe my conjuration professor would probably know most about it.
Excellent. Let's go find your conjuration professor.
Well, that would be wonderful, yes. Maybe it'll summon that socket just again.
What?
Nothing!
Something about a succubus?
What about a succubus?
I don't know.
Well, as you guys kind of walk and ding at the door, you got standing in front of you is now a startlingly hot succubus. Your jaw drops. You just kind of stand there. You look.
Hello,
you're looking straight ahead and you realize she shaves.
Hello, old friend.
Yes? How may I help you?
She runs her fingers down your face.
You can do that as long as you like, old dear. We're here to do whatever you want, my dear. Yes, whatever you need.
No, you don't want her to do whatever she wants.
She's attractive, but she needs more meat.
You don't want to do whatever.
Would you like a sandwich? Is the professor in?
Oh, he's indisposed at the moment.
What effect? They pull a sandwich out of my bag. Eat!
Oh, thank you.
Professor, we do need to see the professor. Professor, take your time and wait.
Jiggle, jiggle, jiggle.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Hypnotic.
Can we leave a message?
Oh, yes. No need to leave a message. We'll just wait here.
Then, 25 on.
This is like if we're playing a warlock on WoW.
I'm just going to. Is she blocking the doorway?
Kind of.
You can probably run between her legs, but your head might brush something that it probably shouldn't.
I'm going to just walk underneath her into the room.
You walk underneath her. She doesn't stop you.
Okay.
Oh dear. Look up.
He's sitting there, kind of laying there on the couch, sprawled out. In the
professor, we have a dilemma that requires your professional.
Ah!
You guys hear from inside.
Oh good God!
Hey, oh yeah.
She quickly steps inside.
Well, I follow.
You guys see?
He doesn't want to strain any muscles, dear.
Let me with you.
I know. It's hypnotic, isn't it?
So that's why it took you 12 hours on your final.
Final?
I want to take your class next year.
Now you know you guys, I want to be a summoner.
He's sitting there. He's kind of shocked as he sits there and he blinks a few times at you and goes, Oh. Hey. Sorry, I thought you were the Halfling Mafia.
Halfling Mafia?
You have a mafia?
Don't ask. It's a long story.
Oh, that's fine. You haven't paid your pie dues. Sorry.
It was a catastrophe.
Professor, we have a bit of a dilemma. I think one of the students that's not so good with magic tried to summon something and failed miserably.
Well, he succeeded in summoning something.
Yes, but it's failed miserably at being able to control it.
Yes, yes, summoned, I believe, a closet or some such. Yes.
Oh, closet. Oh, sorry. A closet, eh? Oh, yeah, that would explain why everyone's stuff has gone missing.
Yes.
Oh, you're so handsome.
Mm-hmm. You're quite
such handsome. A large tent, too.
Can you send her out of the room? Thank you.
I so want to learn that spell.
Huh? What are we doing again?
Closet.
Hello, Professor! Nice to meet you again, sir. Yes, a closet of some kind.
Abyssal.
Yes. Yes.
Fire?
Oh, well, that would be a problem. The only way to really track down that bugger is to, get something that closets like.
What don't closets like?
Well,
do I know what closets like?
Go ahead and give me knowledge points.
No.
You believe that they love holy water. They drink it.
So holy water.
Not quite. Holy water. Not quite.
I haven't made it that far in the book yet. I'm sorry.
Six. Ooh. They like crosses, don't they?
Not quite.
Not even tiny ones that are made out of silver and little things on it?
How about sandwiches?
They like trickster souls that are easily corrupted.
Souls?
Well, we happen to have quite the soul right here.
Now you're going to have to do some sort of a malicious prank.
Oh.
Prank that's going to get someone hurt. And it'll probably show up right there.
Where is he when we need it?
He can take a beating.
No.
Yeah, I can.
But it's not the prank I was wanting to perform.
Still think we need to find what's his name and dangle his ass out the window. With a frayed rope, no less.
Well, if we can't find him, who are we going to dangle outside of the window?
You guys discuss things with the professor. Find out the details. I'm going to go look for someone.
Don't do anything until we're there. We need to be ready for it. Remember.
I'm not going to take on the closet by myself. I'm not that crazy.
Yes, you are.
Maybe.
I'm very, very curious, but I know enough to realize when I'm in over my head and can't get myself out of it.
What's your wisdom?
15.
Okay, yes, you do know when to get out.
Just making my sure wisdom's like a 10.
No.
My wisdom's a 10. I'm average.
I'm going to go try and find this fellow.
You're looking for...
The Baron von whatever his ugly butt is.
Ilkbar!
Yeah, whatever. Baron von Dickhead.
Have you seen a giant penis walking around?
Walks like this, goes...
that's a gather information.
Yup.
That's slightly better.
27.
Last anyone saw of him is he was entering his room. Hasn't been out since.
I'm going to go back to the room then and... see if I can't find some sort of escape hatch?
Or go ahead and give me a search check.
Maybe somebody made him in this.
Because all accounts put him in the room.
Do we know anybody that can detect magic?
26.
Well, something that you kind of notice after, now that you've put out the fire and whatnot, is underneath the fire there's a piddle mark? Like someone peed themselves?
Oh, I know I should have looked in for bones.
Okay, so he wet himself and then the fire was lit on top of him?
Maybe something like that, or...
How the hell would that still be there if there's fire on top of him?
Urine stains.
Or maybe like it happened before the fire and then stained in.
Yeah, but wouldn't the carpet have gone on fire?
Not this carpet.
Not with magical fire.
The room rarely catches on fire. It takes some effort to destroy a wizard's college.
Okay.
Especially with all the wizards inside it.
I want to know why no one knew about the fire.
No one entered his room.
Because he got everybody else expelled.
They don't have any sort of
fire detector?
Yeah.
In a school? In this school? It wouldn't be that helpful.
It wouldn't be going off all the time.
Especially since one of the researchers, who's not actually a professor, is a pyromancer, stolen blatantly from Warhammer Fantasy as a pyromancer. Bright Wizard, sorry.
Okay, so there's a puddle mark on the floor. And there's no other traces of anything in the room, like a secret passageway or...
Nope. It looks like whoever was there just kind of disappeared.
Or incinerated into ash because the idiot tried to get something to do something he didn't want to do.
Or may have been transported somewhere.
Are we all there, or is it just him?
He said he wanted to go off, and just you guys were talking about how to deal with the closet. Your Professor Asiaton, Summer. Says, now you're going to need magic to hurt it.
Of course. We are witches, of course. Well,
what kind of magic?
We know about some magic.
You're going to need magic, and for some of our stronger compatriots, you're going to need some sort of magic weapon.
Well, I have a spell that will actually make my weapon magical. For
that'll work.
Game.
You got something?
Yeah. Magic sword.
I can summon creatures who can you know, smite the forces of evil.
That might work.
Well, if he needs strong magic, we're all SOL.
Strong magic? You mean magic higher than level 1? Yeah, we're screwed.
I can cast a magic missile.
Well, that'll do some damage to him, so long as he doesn't resist it.
I can put him to sleep. Is he affected by sleep?
I think demons are immune to sleep.
Frost?
Oh no, I have to try that one.
Is he fire?
Demons really ain't my specialty.
Is it succubi?
No, that's more for personal entertainment.
Yeah, I want to learn that spell.
Take my class.
Next year. I suddenly have an idea that I'm going to change from abjuration.
Or abjuration is my...
Evocation. Your evocation. Okay. Well, Michael, that's about all you find. I mean, it's almost as though he just vanished into thin air.
Yeah, my money's on the closet took him with it somewhere.
Probably a good idea.
So who am I going to pull a prank on that I wouldn't mind being malicious against?
Him?
Now, see, malicious isn't normally something you like doing.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm like, no. Because, really, I have to have some sort of ill will against someone for it to be malicious intent. Otherwise, it's just inherent curiosity.
Has anybody done anything to you that you dislike?
Except for him.
He didn't really do anything to me.
The professor will survive if you try and hurt them.
Ooh,
so.
I got it. Where's the naked gnome?
Wandering around the school.
I will find the naked gnome and bring the naked gnome back with us.
You guys are sitting there, and suddenly there's a halfling and a naked gnome.
Ah! For heaven's sake, show some decency. Oh,
are we ready to find the closet thing?
Yes. Have you found someone to that we couldn't? Yes.
Naked gnome.
It's an undead naked gnome.
Exactly.
It doesn't have any feelings. So not necessarily a bad thing. Dead. It's an itch. It's not a him.
But this just has to be malicious.
Very well, you're welcome to try. I don't think it works, though. Because it's a thing. It's like me going and knocking over that vase just because I want to piss the vase off.
Suddenly the flowers grew.
See? Okay, well, if we're ready, then I
know you don't really mean to hurt that flower's feelings. There, it's okay.
Flower, tree, flower.
Oh, sorry, there's an elf in the plant. In the potted plant.
Trying to make a tree.
How to know you're truly an elf. You spend most of your life on pot.
Okay, so what are you going to do to said gnome?
Cut off his uniform.
And by the way, just as an FYI, we don't hate midgets. They're just gnomes.
We hate midgets. No.
Malicious would be cutting off his you-know-what.
Which, by the way, Matt, I'm telling you, you can't be malicious to an object. It is a thing. It does not have feelings. Watch.
Your mother was ugly.
I'm going to pull out my fishing string and tie my fishing string around a tooth.
Oh.
Tie it to a door.
I'm not looking.
And slam the door.
It's going to be. It's going to be messy.
Nothing.
You're not hurting its feelings. It doesn't have any feelings to hurt.
Certainly hurting my feelings, though. I remember having that done when I was a kid. That sucks.
See, that's what I was hoping for, is that someone would, this would strike someone else and would be kind of malicious. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm open to suggestions, then.
All right, I'm going to walk up and slap him.
Ew! Well, what is that one? They're rude.
Are you mad yet?
No, just stinging.
I'll slap him again.
Ow!
Get mad.
I don't think mad is going to work in this instance.
It will if he wants to hurt me.
But... And now, there's no need to do this. This is all very nice.
Yeah, slap him.
We can find it finally. Ow! What was that for, you horrible woman?
That I actually liked.
See, it hurts to be slapped by a dwarf.
You wanted your 7? How did you even reach that high? My lord.
How do I even reach that high? Oh, her?
Yeah.
Me, it's easy. I just bent over to hit you.
What stings you, a horrible little stunty person?
Excuse me?
What is it with you horrible short people? Rude. Rude. Are you going to put drinks on at my home? Yes. How?
Well, that wasn't working.
Little wankers.
I don't have one.
The gnome dangles.
You want one? He can remove that one.
That's what I said to do in the first place.
Yes, but it's the point. I'm just bloody feeling, is it?
So in order to be malicious, you have to hurt somebody's feelings?
Yes! What is the point of being malicious?
We'll understand that it's malicious. Won't you guys be cringing when he does that?
Yes.
Yes. It's more of a sympathy. Be more malicious if he hacked it off and stuck it in one of our ears. And then paraded us around in front of everybody. That would be malicious.
Why don't you conjure something evil that will attack him?
Everyone give me notice checks.
How did I do that on the whole thing?
Oh, good God. You are impossible. Can you roll for
22.
That's terrifying. I would not summon a horrible, nasty thing. I could summon a horrible, nasty thing. But it wouldn't mean anything because I'm not trying to be malicious to him.
Are we still in the professor's chamber?
Yes, you are. He just had it sitting there like...
You got a 7. I got a...
And he's like, roommates.
22.
Okay. And what'd you get, Ethan?
I rolled a 1. I'm
you're off on the turret.
You're on your aristocratic rant.
But both you two notice a small little flitting across the ceiling and kind of a...
I swear!
...pitched giggle.
I swear, it is absolutely uncomfortable for things like that to happen! You are just...
I'm gonna slap him again.
How do you do? Do you jump? Do you what? Is that a stepping stone? Is it a soapbox?
How high is the ceiling?
Probably around 10 feet. No, I can punch from where I'm at.
That would be very, very rude. You dwarves are all the horrible little things.
He just insulted dwarfdom.
Uh-oh.
Gotta punch him now.
I'm gonna punch straight ahead, baby. Take it back!
At that good point, all of you can make out the audible laugh from the ceiling.
I would like to color spray the closet.
At that point, it's initiative. Okay. Ethan will miss the first round of initiative. Sorry, Ethan.
Right in the mummy and daddy button. Right in the mean bean machine. I think she got testicles.
Fish begins massaging little, your testicles.
Little bony hands. Oh. There, master. You still have one left.
Nathan. Initiative check.
Oh, sorry, babe. he got a lot.
I think
plus seven.
24.
By the way, I think the rating of this has gone beyond teen.
Yeah, just bought it.
Becca, you're getting lots of
play.
What'd you get on
the table? Exactly.
Oh, sorry. I got a 9.
Okay.
And Michael?
19.
Ethan?
15, but I do miss this round, yes.
Yes. Sorry, Ethan.
Oh, no. Justifiably missed this round.
Actually, I might miss this round, too, based on the fact that because I see him get hit, and I'm like, oh!
Well, what's worse? What's the worst part?
I think I heard a pop.
Hey, hero.
Oh! Jump up and down, that'll drop it back in.
I think I can taste it in the back of my throat.
Oh, you pussy.
Maybe if I swallow, it'll go back.
What's Nathan, you react.
Whoa. Magic missile.
You are
okay,
a brute.
Magic missile.
You are a Mrs. Brute.
Go ahead and give me a caster check, please.
Jesus. The way I've been rolling... What is that?
That's a caster.
18.
This dice
concentration?
Pretty hard.
No, it's you add your wizard level.
So 19!
You succeed in getting through the spell resistance.
I do 4 points of damage.
As you can hear, kind of a squawking noise.
Oh, now we're laughing.
It's the closet thingy.
Whatever it's called.
What should we do? Oh, you bastards.
Nathan?
Yes?
This little thing... No more than a foot. Imagine like a miniature person with little wings and kind of claws. And
like a method.
Yeah, like a method. Except it's got a scorpion tail. Flies down and attempts to sting you in the eye with its tail.
Jesus!
It misses your eye but hits your forehead instead.
With an AC of 19? Damn.
Yeah.
Ouch.
You take a point of damage. Ow. And I need to give me a fortitude save.
Oh. Hit a man where it hurts.
Oh, please, you're a fighter. Don't complain about fortitude saves.
plus 6.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This means you're going to roll 1.
A 10!
10!
Oh.
You lose 4 points of dex.
Wow.
As basically you feel yourself kind of slow down as a neurotoxin enters your brain. And it's in there cursing at you as it's in there fluttering in your face this way. You can't, you know, when you've been drunk, it's kind of hard to keep your eyes on something.
Yeah, I know what it feels like to be drunk. It's here somewhere, I swear.
Michael.
I'm going to...
Sorry.
It's okay.
Tiny helps.
Well, yeah, no, but rolling a 4 on my fortitude save.
It's Murphy's Law, dude.
Yeah. The higher your actual bonus is, the lower you roll.
It was so funny. Steve, we were playing this one game, and Steven had to resist a wyvern poison. It's like a DC 17. He's a dwarf with like a 20 constitution as a level 15 barbarian. It's like anything but a 1.
He rolls a 1.
He rolls a 1. He loses D10 con. He rolls another 1 and loses another D10 con.
He rolled 2 10s, didn't he?
No, I didn't roll 2 10s. He just rolled that horribly. But the barbarian's like, I've got less hit points than the wizard. But
I'm going to swing out with my silver short sword.
Okay.
Ha! It's tiny.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to hit it. That's 16.
You will indeed miss. It's in there kind of fluttering around. Ethan. You stand up, kind of go,
oh, jump. Oh, yes, there it is. It's still there. It's still there.
Yes, Master Steve, right here.
Thank you.
Yes, all right.
Massage it later. Yes, yes. You didn't hear that.
Does this mean I'm a handmaid?
Shut up.
Is it attached to anybody?
Speak when spoken to.
What, Becca?
Is it attached to anybody?
No, it's fluttering right in front of Nathan's face, obviously irritated that he magic missiled it.
Okay. Where am I in relation to him?
Oh, you're probably no more than 5-10 feet off.
To the right? Because you punched him in the nuts, and I went.
I wanna try and use the Ray of Frost, but I think isn't that a cone?
No, it's ranged touch.
The ranged touch attack.
Right, but can I hit it without hitting him?
Yes.
Yeah. If you roll a one, it will not only cause wild magic, but it'll also hit Nathan in the face. Woohoo!
Yeah. I'm good at wild magic.
Yes, you are.
Okay, what do I...
To kill the Quasar, you need summon a Daylor.
So you use your base attack and inspire a push strength.
As the professor goes, out of the room! Somebody's talking about it, yes?
Range touch attack is based off of your actual
range attack.
Range. Okay, so
base attack plus dexterity bonus.
So I have a
total base attack bonus.
I don't know why she swallowed a fly.
A natural 20.
You will hit. As you realize it is resistant to cold magic.
Yeah. Okay. New tactic.
Oh, that's good to know.
Okay. Tough around, Nathan, despite your dex loss, as you guys can see his forehead begin kind of swelling with this lump.
Yeah, magic sword.
Ow! There.
A little clumsy right now. Oh, that's going to leave a mark.
Well, it continues flying around annoyingly at you and attempts to sting you again, Nathan. Not quite this time, as it just kind of... The chain... Your chain shirt just kind of stops it. Michael.
I'm going to attempt to hit it with my silver short sword again. Exactly. Because the spells that I memorized are kind of area effect spells.
AoE, right on Nathan!
Exactly. Yeah, I don't suppose an 18 hits it.
Did you add in the +2 for flank? Because it isn't from Nathan and you're on the other side of it.
No, I didn't.
So that's a total of a 20. That will actually hit.
Sweet.
You'll get to add in your sneak attack bonus as well.
Right.
Because it's obviously not paying attention to you.
Yeah, it wants to eat my flesh.
Well, in all fairness, you're the only one who's done damage
to it yet.
Yeah, about that. Okay. That is 7 points of damage.
You stab it and doesn't... You slash it and it just kind of, with a burst of small fire, just kind of reseals.
So silver's not going to do it either.
Nope, sorry, you're thinking devil.
Well, I was thinking that something like silver might do the trick. But.
Ethan!
I use my wand to summon a celestial giant fire beetle.
Okay. You can still attack with the fire beetle. With the fire beetle like it's mine?
Yes, but not with a 3.
Okay. Becca.
All right. You have to roll really high to hit it, don't you?
Yeah, it's got a pretty decent AC. It's small.
It's so tiny.
Okay, so I tried cold. I'm going to try burning hand, but I don't know how that works.
Professor, do you want to lend a hand here?
No, this is really amusing.
Probably some horrible test.
When dealing with a closet, do you not solve the quandary of summoning it. Do not punch your friends in the testicles. Learn by fellow
so
classmates.
Class and all the men in the class go,
oh! And that was a chick too, man.
Ow! That means there was some strength behind that punch.
Man!
13.
Did you hear a pop?
It gets
like
a tree flex.
Like a nutcracker.
It fell a tree flex, actually.
Walnut,
the thing is it's a cone in front of you. So you will catch Nathan in the burst.
That's fine. I can take it.
So go ahead and give me a reflex, Nathan.
Me?
Yes, you.
I failed.
Remember, you've lost basically +2 modifier in your dex.
+1.
Ooh.
I failed. I got 5.
Kind of stumble into the fire. Roll, how many wizard levels do you have?
2.
2? So you roll 2d4.
Oh, those are the ones I...
Here.
I got lots of d4s.
The caltrops of doom.
Mm-hmm.
6.
6.
It resists the fire. And you take 3 points of damage. As you notice, as you feel your eyebrows catch on fire.
What the hell? Is it resistant to all forms of magic?
No. I hit it with magic missile. So I take 3?
Yes. if your eyebrows catch on fire.
Okay. Sorry.
That's okay, I'm used to it.
I'm experimenting.
This is college, it's the time to do that.
As long as it doesn't, it doesn't involve any more testicle shots, I'm okay.
She kissed a quasi. She liked him.
Yeah. It's your turn, Nathan.
Okay, so it's flanked.
Yes.
So that gives me a +8 to hit it.
Good luck. Don't roll a 1.
You bastard, you just jinxed me.
Because remember, it's a magic weapon now.
An 11.
So a total of a 19. That will hit it.
Wham!
Little prick. Little prick.
Actually,
I go.
Prick, let me in.
Little prick, little prick. Let me
in. 6. 10 points of damage.
6 plus 4 is 14. Wham!
Right, is it like, gone?
Yeah, it erupts into a small little burst of flame, and as its guts kind of...
Excellent.
Sorry.
You need to give me another 4 to save, by the way.
Oh, you suck. That's slightly better, 13.
And that's slightly better, you'll lose 3 more decks.
We should get you.
Yeah, you don't feel very dexterous right now.
I don't think I can drag.
I think
this.
I need to get cure poison.
You kind of stumble
yes,
into
need
the table.
Only now.
Clumsy.
Well, going from a 16 to a 9, ouch. Kind of drop.
That hurts.
Yeah. Where's the poison worm?
Where's the shot? That shaman guy that had all the potions the other day.
Him? Graduated.
Damn.
Yeah.
You could just take him to the infirmary, you idiot.
We have one of those?
Yeah.
We would have to.
Yes, I need to go. Quickly.
Let's go.
It's still there.
You guys stumble off towards the infirmary. As
you are such a puss.
As he pees blood for a week.
I'm not talking to you, scrumpet.
As they will inform you that your testicle will be fine. Just don't play with it.
No. All right, then.
And Nathan, for some reason, someone seems to have stolen all their cure poisons. You know those brain fish that you see in the... That's kind of what his skull looks like.
Parent fish.
Yeah.
So it's called. That's the big thing on the head.
Well, we can lance it.
Let me think about this for a second. No.
Well, then I recommend you get rest on your week off.
19.
No.
Son of a bitch. I'll get rest. So
where would a kind of quasi take all the stuff that it stole?
I don't know. Let's ask the teacher.
Actually, let's reference it in the library.
Good.
Hobble, hobble, hobble.
No, I'm in a wheelchair.
Wall.
And Vic is pushing me around. No, pulling me. So you can see. It's like in one of those rickshaw carts. Like, onward, onward.
Aya, aya, aya.
What?
Guys, go ahead and give me you can make your knowledge planes at a +2. Everyone else, just go ahead and give me search checks.
Yeah.
I like ponies.
You like ponies.
19.
19?
20.
20? 13. Okay, well, you really don't find anything except for other people's notes.
More notes! Climb up that bookcase and get that book up there!
You find that usually they store it somewhere. That's what you're seeing. They like to hoard stuff. And they use it to tempt people and whatnot. You find that they store it on another plane.
Oh, lovely. Well, I could try and do some wild magic again.
No.
Let's see if we can open up the abyss.
No. Quite all right. We'll make do without it.
What about the planar magician?
Yeah, we've got to know someone here that can...
She's got to be a professor for planar magic.
Hmm? Well, there's a... professor who specializes in planar magic.
We should go
there
talk
we
to
go.
Him.
You talk to Professor Helsel.
Oh.
Yes. Go back.
Yes, I know.
Next time, put your back into it.
We had an encounter
still
with a Quazzit.
Still having acne issues.
No, Quazzit.
Ah.
Ah.
The drow looks at all of you disapprovingly.
We didn't do it, thank you very much.
Didn't do
it. I don't care if you summoned the Quazzit, you're bugging me.
Well, he stole a bunch of stuff and it's on another plane. We wondered if we could get your assistance.
Enough for me.
Fine pedigree dwarf.
Well,
your pick of the belongings to come back.
I think she's a bit used, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I slap him.
She doesn't even have to jump this time.
Think next time, Gangway. Sorry, master, she's got a higher death than I do.
She moves quick for a dwarf.
I have this. I pull out that stone I got on it.
Very well. You happen to have the closet with you?
We smoke it thusly.
Pull off a piece of the intestines that landed on me. That's about all we have left.
This isn't enough.
Sorry, I hit him and he went.
Well, I'm afraid I can't help you then.
Can we go? Do you need more of his intestines? I'm sure there's still some left in the professor's room.
I need his skull.
Would that have been left behind if we killed him?
Well, pretty safe.
One. Five. Two. One down.
Nope.
Don't have your skull.
What? Did you have a left one?
Not anymore.
Well, then, you're out of luck.
My concern mostly is not for the belongings so much as for the student that I think might have gotten abducted by the Quazzit.
His fault for summoning it.
Probably.
Quite right.
But is there... There's no way to maybe check in and see if there's...
I could, but that's way too much effort to exert for a freshman.
Did we mention it's the son of the Baron of Aldorf?
Please, like I give a shit about human nobility.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, he could cause a stink.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm so worried that his father will send an army after the evocation professor.
I'm not saying he'd send it after you. I'm just saying he might send it to cause problems with the school.
What would it take to warrant your efforts in this matter?
Freshman.
Did I mention there was a nice golden skull with four inlaid gems somewhere with that? It's up for grabs.
He sits there and looks at you suddenly like this look of, did you just say what I think you said?
Yeah.
Who the hell had that?
You know, someone.
Tell me, now.
It was just one of the kobold clones, I believe.
Where?
In the walls, you know.
We don't actually know. They're in the walls.
They're ones living around. They collect junk. I would suspect he got it from someone. Found it.
Yes, that skull is more than adequate payment.
Excellent.
For a freshman. Who knew that sounds cool?
Evil.
We are almost sophomores. You should give us some grade.
I don't know if I'm almost a sophomore.
Well, he says, I'll get to it. I recommend you go back and get rest. You have 5 minutes before lights out.
Like I'm going to make it back in 5 minutes with the way I'm stumbling around.
Well, Fick, mush!
Yes, master! You can lay on him.
I think I would crush Fick under the weight of me.
No, he just has to pull. It'll just throw his back out as well.
I'm not going to kill the kobold or throw his back out. He doesn't deserve
it. You might
that.
Squash him, but that's okay.
Other nut.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt the kobold.
Well, you guys make it back just before lights out. And
fire!
Lay down and...
Oh, no. No squeezing.
It went on its own.
Oh. Washcloth.
Well, you guys eventually all bed down. I need you guys to give me notice checks.
Sock.
24.
Notice?
30.
18.
I got an 18 as well.
Well, all of you get this wonderful brief sensation of falling for a second, and then stopping.
Oh, what the hell was that?
I don't think we're in the same place we were before.
Open my eyes.
Are we all together, or were we in our...
You guys are probably in your rooms.
Bedrooms. We're all sleeping in the same bed, just then.
We're not that, you know.
We're not that friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're not that experimental with college students either.
Because you know where college students have been.
Precisely. All right. Open my eyes.
I will bolt from my room.
Ha ha!
Like, oh, not victoriously or kind of a, oh my god, what just happened? Kind of
okay.
Low.
You bolt from your room. You open your eyes.
I sit up and grab my weapon.
Okay.
I sit up and open my eyes. Ooh.
you sit up and it's kind of dark for you because, well, it's dark. Something oozes on your face. You're sitting there kind of looking and there's faint moonlight, Ethan, and you could have sworn your room had less wood in it. Becca, you're sitting there with your dark vision and you look around and, well, you're not in your room anymore.
Light.
Where am I?
You're in a hallway. And walking up are eight individuals, all of which are kind of clad in this kind of stud leather, have short swords, and they look like they're headed your way.
Familiar?
And you guys realize that you're no longer in your rooms.
Where in the bloody hell?
And that's where we call it tonight.
Where in the bloody hell.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.